Hi there. The word for you is living for the right reasons. In Luke 12, verse 15, Jesus said, "One's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." It is said that in 1923, seven of the world's most powerful men met in a Chicago hotel. Here they were: the president of the largest independent steel company, the president of the largest utility company, the greatest wheat speculator, the president of the New York Stock Exchange, a member of the president's cabinet, the president of the Bank of International Settlements, and the president of the world's greatest monopoly. Now, collectively, these seven tycoons controlled more money at that time than there was in the United States Treasury. Pretty powerful men, huh? Now, fast forward 25 years and let's see what happened to them, okay? Charles Schwab, president of the largest independent steel company, lived the last 5 years of his life on borrowed money and died a pauper. Arthur Cooker, the greatest wheat speculator, shot himself. Richard Whitney, president of the New York Stock Exchange, spent 3 years in Sing Sing prison. Albert Fall, a member of the president's cabinet, went to prison for bribery. Leon Frazier, president of the U.S. Bank of International Settlements, shot himself. Ivan Kruger, head of one of the world's largest monopolies, also committed suicide. What a litany of tragedy. And you know what? If recent economic upheaval has taught us anything, it's that money neither brings security nor happiness. Yes, God will bless you with money, Deuteronomy 8:18. It is God who gives you power to produce wealth. And he will do it for two reasons. Number one, because he delights in seeing his redeemed children walking in his blessings. What parent wouldn't? And number two, because he expects you to use your money to help reach a hurting world with God's love. And you know what? If you keep those two things in mind, you will always be living for the right reasons.